WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Many people are expecting something extraordinary to happen as the millennium approaches. Universal enlightenment, encounters with otherworldly beings, or the end of the world. But what literary critic Harold Bloom is hoping for is an end to the proliferation of crystals, angel books, and other New Age corruptions of ancient spiritual symbols. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review of Bloom's new book, Omens of Millennium.
You don't have to be Nostradamus to foresee that rationalists are in for a rough time of it over the next 5 years. Doomsday seers and Stonehenge shamans will be taking over the airways and internet to preach their visions of the rough beasts slouching towards Bethlehem, waiting to be born in the year 2000. As a protest against the idiocies perpetrated by the growing apocalypse industry, Harold Bloom has written Omens of Millennium. It's an awesomely learned and at times touchingly personal discussion of the ancient origins of such New Age marvels as angels, prophetic dreams, and near-death experiences. Bloom wants to encourage his readers, he says, to measure our current encounters with these phenomena against the best that has been known and written about them in the past. As a believer himself, Bloom doesn't want to debunk otherworldly manifestations, but to rescue them by restoring their more serious spiritual contexts. To accomplish this, Bloom surveys the key tenets of Zoroastrianism, Jewish Kabbalism, Christian Gnosticism, and Muslim Shiite Sufism. Along the way, he demonstrates that, contrary to the warm and fuzzy creed of the CBS television program, being touched by an angel is something that most humans, theologically speaking, have had reason to dread. The most interesting sections of Omens of Millennium deal with the sugarcoating of sacred images in our popular culture. In his chapter entitled Not Dying, Bloom discusses how the standard talk show account of a near-death experience, complete with a dark tunnel, an encounter with welcoming relatives, and a return or a mock resurrection scene, puts a cheerful spin on the terrifying accounts of shamans whose travels to the next world were initiated by bodily mutilations. Similarly, Bloom cites an apocalyptic text found among the Dead Sea Scrolls to counter those chummy images of angels currently floating on greeting cards and lapel pins. This ancient text opens with the descent unto earth of 200 rowdy angels looking for a good time with human females. Milquetoast Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life wouldn't have lasted a second with this bunch. Ironically, though, Omens of Millennium has the cumulative effect of making it clear why so many people prefer to swallow New Age pap rather than the tougher-to-digest religious texts Bloom cites. His argument is so staggeringly erudite and so, well, theologically picky that it's difficult for lay readers to keep up. We're treated, for instance, to not one, but three different versions of the Dead Sea Scrolls text on angels. Throughout his book, Bloom revels in the kind of mind-numbing exegesis that makes St. Thomas Aquinas the bane of college theology courses. Granted, these are problems that arise only when one is massively well-read, and Bloom remains our most capacious and curious literary critic. He identifies himself here as a Gnostic, heir to a heretical religious tradition that places the greatest value on the act of knowing. Unfortunately, in Omens of Millennium, Bloom didn't know when enough was enough.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Omens of Millennium by Harold Bloom.